Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. High school football tonight. We'll have our coverage beginning at 6 o'clock with the Game Blitz pregame, and then you can hear coverage of Oakland hosting Pearl Cone at 6:30 with the pregame and kickoff just after 7. But a big game tonight over on the Hill at Franklin Road Academy. JP2 heads to take on the Panthers, and we say hello to the head coach of Pope John Paul II. Rock Batten is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing? Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We love high school football and talking about different programs. So your team to this point, three games in, what have you learned about your squad?
Oh, man, a good group of guys. We're a group that battles. We've had some miscues these last two games in terms of turnovers, and so we've been trying to correct that and minimize the big plays. But it's a group that battles, and we've responded in the second half, in a couple games, the first and the third game after some delays. But it's a group that just sticks together and continues to fight and trying to get better every week. And so this will be a tall test. It's a really good team. So looking forward to see if we can elevate our play and protect the football going into this one.
With two of your first games, the first three games on the road, how much does that help prepare you for a tough environment like FRA can be?
Oh, it definitely does. I mean, our first game was a little bit past Knoxville, and so that was a heck of a travel and getting our guys together and, you know, being with a new staff and players and trying to organize things. It allows us to be a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more relaxed, and not the first time we're moving around. So it's definitely an advantage in terms of just preparation, mental focus, because we've done it twice and made our way around town. So I do think that's a plus for us.
Coach Rock Batten of JP2 is with us, the greatest coach in all the land because he coaches at my alma mater, Pope John Paul II High School. Coach, Coach, obviously you had a tough loss against East Robertson, 24-0. Then you come back, bounce back with a win last week against Columbia Academy, 34-21. You guys got a little bit of momentum heading into this one on the road at Franklin Road Academy. What's the message to the locker room as you head into a tough contest?
You know, continue to progress and get better. You know, in that game week two, we turnovers, and we had opportunities. We moved the ball well, but the things we did not do well was we gave up big plays and we turned it over. And so, was better in the third game and limit the big plays. And now we must continue that. And really, we've been efficient besides those, you know, that second game. So it really is just, you know, go into this game, be physical, be fundamentally sound, protect the football, limit the big opportunities. And when we get in the red area, get points and strike when we can. And so we know they have a lot of talent and big up front, and we got to rally to the ball and get their tail back on the ground and create some opportunities with our skill guys as well, because we got a good group.
Coach, obviously you're new to the program at JP2, but you're no stranger to football in Middle Tennessee. You've been all over the place. As you grow kind of what was a struggling program at JP2, what's kind of the mentality you want yourself and your coaching staff and your players to have as things continue to grow?
Well, first thing, just, you know, this was a new year, as far as the last couple of years that the school has had, and, you know, different mentality in terms of the way we approach practice and how we prepare Monday through Thursday, and, you know, getting our young men to buy into the work you must do Monday through Thursday in preparation and practice, being fundamentally sound, being a mentally tough team who handles adversity and learns how to stick together through adversity, because that's football. It's going to be up and down. And being a disciplined team. Those were just really critical things in terms of foundational pieces that we thought was important. And then you had the element of, you know, accountability, holding each other accountable. Our juniors and seniors leading, great teams, you know, our good teams are led by coaches, great teams are led by players, you know, and that's what we want in this program and continue to build off of that.
Coach, along those lines of being a first-year head coach with JP2, I guess going back to the summer into this season now, what's been the most gratifying thing for you as a head coach to mature these guys into being young men going forward?
Well, you know, when you take on a program who've had some struggles the last few years, you never know what you get right in terms of mindset. And probably one of the most gratifying things, we all talk about this as a coaching staff, is seeing our young men. They're excited about learning the game. They're excited about working. They're excited about having success, and seeing them just grow mentally and physically has been great. You know, from where we've come to from the spring to summer, and to where we are now, and understanding how to practice and how to lead. You know, so this group was hungry to be a good program, to be a good team, and to play the game the right way. And seeing these guys embrace that and embrace coaching and hold each other accountable has been great to see that part of the growth, because that's your first thing as a head coach coming to a new program, that you got to battle through that. And I thought our guys embraced it tremendously.
I just, on September 26th, take it easy on my Irish, please. I'm an alumni of Father Ryan, so just please there.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the Vision Cup. We get to the Vision Cup. Obviously, it's the Panthers tonight, so.
You got it.
What does FRA do that you're going to have to watch out for?
Well, I start offensively. You know, they run the ball really well. Talented running back who makes a lot of guys miss. He's a force. I mean, with the ball's in his hands, he can score at any point. And then on the perimeter, they do a good job spreading the ball out. Obviously, you know, they big play guys as a junior Amari who can just score from anywhere. But that's offensive. They just do some really good things. And I've known Coach Geisler for a long time. He's really creative at what he does. And so that's, you know, those are probably some of the keys. And then defensively, they're a physical group, and they fly around, really good linebackers and interior, and put pressure on the quarterback. And they don't give up many big, you know, big plays. They keep it in front, and they tackle really well. So for us, it's going to be, you know, riding to the football, getting guys down. They're going to make some plays. They have playmakers, right? But riding to the football, getting guys down, and on defense, not giving up the big plays and really stopping a run, which like I said, they do that well. You got a former offensive line coach being the head coach and an offensive coordinator, so you know they'll do that really well.
Coach, you've been around this area for a long time at coaching high school football. Obviously, we have seen amateur athletics change quite a bit at the college level. How have you seen high school football in the mid-state evolve over the last few years when it comes to the talent and everything involved coming to this area?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to be in this area for a while, from my Vandy time and then obviously coaching college and coaching high school. It's one, there's more talent here. In every way, there's no knock on that area. The late 90s, early 2000s, there was talent then. But you look at some of the teams, it's more spread out across all of Middle Tennessee. But there's a lot more talent. I think that's definitely increased after COVID. But kids are being developed in every way, you know, in terms of the game of football. Coaching has improved in terms of the amount of coaches have on their staff, strength coaches. I mean, just – it's exciting to see that just in Tennessee on the positive. And I think that's great for our game, especially when you go down to, I was down in Georgia last year. And so I've seen the game here in Tennessee just evolve in a great way that, I mean, college coaches are flocking here because of all those things I just named. And far as the other pieces of college, you know, you got the college where the money is a part of it. You know, I think that's, you got probably some of that here, but not as crazy as the college world. And hopefully we can keep that under control for sure here in this area. But the evolve of talent and coaches and development is amazing here, and I love it. It's great for our kids and great for our state.
Yeah, the Commodores got a tough one this weekend, but I feel pretty good about them going to South Carolina.
I do as well. I think Coach Lee's got them playing well, and I mean, they got talent. They've done a good job in all season, you know, getting guys, getting better up front on both sides of the ball. It's exciting to see. I mean, what they did last week, you know, putting up the points they did in the second half, you know, 34 points to beat Virginia Tech. But I'm excited about that team and obviously the huge support of Coach Lee, and expecting some big things for them tomorrow in South Carolina. That'll be major.
Coach, I'll end with this. I didn't want to start with it. I'm actually a FRA alum, but Best of luck tonight.
We appreciate that out.
Yeah, you know, I had to throw it out. But seriously, appreciate you, and you've always been great to come on when we talk high school football, wherever you have been. But we appreciate it. Best of luck tonight against the Panthers.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you guys supporting high school football in Tennessee. Thank you, guys.
Go Knights, Coach. Go Knights.
Go Knights. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Rock Batten joining us here on the program. And again, high school football, you know, means the world to these guys here, and Nick and Connor, and also myself and Big Joe. So we're always happy to highlight high school football. And I'll be calling Oakland and Pearl Cone, and you'll be, you know, obviously here producing, but
doing everything.
I think it could be a good game between the Knights and Panthers tonight.
It's gonna be a good one. And those are two programs that mean the world to me. Obviously,
sure,
I'm an alumni of JP2, so my heart will always lie there. But Coach Geis and company, Coach Geis was my coach in high school, so a lot of that coaching staff that took care of me in high school is over at FRA now, and I did some work with them last year as well. So I'm very split. I don't know what to do here.
Yeah, it's a tough one for sure, but that'll be a good one. And you'll have all the coverage and the scores coming up tonight after our Metro Schools Game of the Week, presented by Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers with the Game Blitz. Looking forward to that. We'll get back into the Titans. Coming up next, is there too much hype with Cam Ward after just one game? And what do you want to see from game one to game number two? We'll discuss that. Chase and Big Joe, Connor and Nick in today, 102.5 The Game.